Sinai. They didn't stand on Har Sinai. Shebishar shebo nochosh hachava. The time when the nochosh was boil chava, hitu bo zumo. The nochosh put the zumo stinking into chava. Yes, Yisrael shom lo Har Sinai posku zumosan. Klai Yisrael that stood on Har Sinai, klai Har Sinai took away the zumo, the stinking. Mashen oedik chavim shayom lo Har Sinai, lo posku zumosan. But the goyim didn't stay by Har Sinai, so they didn't take away the posku zumosan, therefore they still stay. Shaloi omdu al Hasinai, the goyim that didn't stay by Hasinai, loi poska zumosim. The zuamod is something stinking, didn't go away from them. And the star came off from the nochosh put it into chava, and it came down to all the goyim have it now. Fred Gemara omale ravacha bray the rob of Ravashi, or the zay gerim maik lamemo. What you say about a ger? Chur the gerim, chur they weren't by Hasinai. So chur they should still have the zuamod now, since they weren't by Hasinai. And there it is, Afagav the Inu heavy, even though they weren't there, Wakoponim is Layu heavy. The Mazolim of the Gerim were there. So this is only by a Ger. He's by Klai Yisrael, the more those there, Sakasha, we weren't by Hasinai, because the Pshat is all the Neshamas were by Hasinai. Any Neshama that's be born, any Yid that's born as a Yid, his Neshama was there by Shas Hasinai. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took by Takas Kisya Kovin, the Madura called Neshama, it was all there by Hasinai. The kash is only by Gerim. Gerim Lechur at that time wasn't aimed to have a neshama, so Lechur they weren't in the pasha of the neshamas that were there b'shas Hasinai. So the Gemara still their mazel was there. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knew whoever was later on going to turn into be a yid, so his mazel was there b'shas Hasinai. The zuma went away also. The Yechziv at the Pesach says, Es asher yesh nupoi imanu oimed hayoim, whoever is here by Hasina today, lefnei Hashem alakenu, v'es asher enenu po, even the people that are not here. So enenu po doesn't only go on the Yidin that's going to be born later on, but vice versa, it even goes upon the Yidin. It even goes upon the Gerim, it goes upon. His enenu po, even though they're not here now, they'll be here later, that's the Gerim. So Rashi, Gerim, Rashi Shlo Hoyol Har Sinai Mehechin Poski Zuama. How did the Zuama go away? Teretiz Mazlayu Hevi B'Sinai. The whole Shomdo Al Har Sinai Niskachu. The Har Sinai was Mekadesh every Yid. The Nitaru, they became Torah. Who adin? That was after Ruchnis. Who adin the Gashmis? The Nitzrapu Mikol Mum. Any type of a mum that was wrong in the body got healed up. Shas Har Sinai. The Af Ivrim Upsiv Tischim Shoyu B'Yisrael got healed up. Anybody was blind got healed up by Har Sinai. However, Pisteach means that he could think a lame person also was healed up by Har Sinai. Ketanya V'Sefri, like the Sefri says. So kids on Har Sinai, they were cleaned up. Zay Ruchnis and Zay Gashmis. Yeah. So the Mora Pligi the Rababa Bakana. Rashi Pligi Hodi Amoron Leposku Zuma at Sinai. This first Gemara dings on Rababa Bakana. The Yom Rababa Bakana. At Shloisha Doirois Leposku Zuama Meyavisenu. Hey, the Zuama went away from the Ovis already. Avram Hoylet Es Yishmael. Shmuel, they still had the Zuama because there was a Tomei of Yishmael there. Yitzchok Hilod Es Esav, so there's still some Zuama here because Yitzchok had a Psul of Esav. Hashem came Yaakov. Hoylet Yud Be Shvotim, Shlohoya Behem Shum Doifi. There was no Psul in the bottom of Yaakov. So right away, by the bottom of Yaakov, was already Posko Zuama. That's where Rav Kana learns. So the first Gemara that says that it only went away b'shas Hasinai, that dings the Chan of Kana. Rav Kana learns the Zuama went away even before. Right after Yaakov Avinu had the Yud Bei Shvotim, there was no Psul in his kids, right away came out there was the Apostle Zuama. So the Gemara Mishnah. Shoiver Odom Es HaChovis, a person is allowed to break open a barrel. A Chovis, a barrel of dates. Lechol Hemenu Gregorus. If inside the barrel it's filled to the top with Gregorus, dried out dates, and you want to go eat it now on Shabbos, so you'll have to break open the barrel to get to the food. Ubovado shelo yischav in lasas kli. You shouldn't have a kavona that b'shash you're breaking the barrel, you have kavona to make a kli. That would be an issa like binyan. But as long as you're not mechavin to make a kli, you're only like breaking the barrel, that's called mekalkol, there's no issa. Satrashi, shrei verodim chovis, meleya gregus. You have a barrel now full of dates. The stock, and you want to break open the barrel with a knife, or you decide for us with a sword. Le'echol mimenu gregus, in order to be able to eat the dried out dates. The ain b'mekalkol shum issa b'shabbos, led Rashi. There's no issa if you do something b'mekalkol. It's here, l'churu, you're breaking the barrel, so l'churu, just like you're not allowed to make a barrel, al's binyan, l'churu, you shouldn't be allowed to break a barrel, al'saiser. Rav Shati says to his own Yosser, if it's Yosser, I'm not Livnes. You're breaking down the house, I'm not to build it up again. It's called the Litzarech HaTikin. But here you stand breaking the barrel, not to fix up the barrel again. You're just breaking it to get in, to get the Paris out. That's called the Kilkel. So like Rashi, Yechidish Rashi says, there's no Yosser at all by being a Kalkel. So the Achrenim, Yeskan Rashi, the whole Mesepta says not like that. The Chur Mekalkel is only a Ptur Midiraisa. If you Mekalkel something Midiraisa, it's Mutter. But Midirabonon, though, call a Mekalkel in a Ptur, a Potter, Rav Losser. Midirabonon, it's also to make a Kilkel. You're not allowed to do a Melocha of being Mekalkel. It's also Midirabonon. You can't rip a piece of paper. You're being Mekalkel. It's also Midirabonon, not Koponim. So you have to say here, Rashi doesn't mean our stam of being Mekalkel, but the Mekalkel of breaking a Kli. That this Kli, anyway, is not such a choshev a Kli. So here there's no Issa Bin, there's no Issa the Rabbonin. Well, some want to learn because about the Sarach Achila. You have Kavona now to take out the food and start to eat it, so a Sarach Achila the Rabbonin will make it. Right? We'll see more about this. Vaito bevazet Rashi shle yiskaven lasas Kli. You shouldn't have kavana when you're making a hole to make a nice kli out of it. What does that mean? Lenoik for yofa, to make a nice hole inside this barrel. The pesach no. So it's not called you're breaking the barrel. No, you want to make a nice opening to be able to take the food out like a nice spout. You make a nice opening. That's called like a binyan. So that would be yosa. See, if your kavana is just to shmesh, to break open the barrel, you be mekalk with the barrel, that's mutter. But if your kavana is to make a nice hole, that's like a dumi type of a binyan, that's also. Right, the Mishnah. If he ain't noikvin magufa shachodis, you're not allowed to make a hole in the magufa. Usually the magufa means the cover of the barrel. You have a barrel, and the top of the barrel, usually you put a magufa that stops up, covers up the barrel. So you're not allowed to make a hole in the cover of the barrel. Viva Reb Yehuda, is that Reb Yehuda? Right, he holds that's called a type of a binyan already, and it's also. Because here, Mastame, he holds Yimachavin to make a nice pesach, a nice hole on the top, so that's doima to binyan like. The Chomim Matir. The Chomim say, no, you're not going Kavona to make a nice hole. You start breaking it open to get the food out. So it's Mutter, even though you're making the hole on the top, on the Magufa. Trashi Enoikfi Magufa Hadvuka Bepea Chavis. You have the cover that's stuck into the top of the Chavis. Last size naked, to make a hole in it. El Enoikta Les Kula. Now what's the eighth, according to Rabbi Yehuda? You have to take off the whole cover. Like prime up the cover. Avo Kinikiv. When you make a hole in it, though, lo misaken pisva. Mehechli kavona is you want to make a nice hole. You're not stam mechavin to break the barrel, because what you got to break it for, you might as well pick up the cover. If you have kavona to make a hole in the top cover, the pshat is you want to make a nice pesach there. That's dumi the binyan. That's awesome. The chomer matirim zakrashi the ein derech pesach lechodis pekach. No, it's not a derech to make a pesach hole on the top of the maguf, on the top of the cover. It's usually whenever you want to get food out from the top, the yetzer always is, just pick up the cover. Pick up the cover and take out the food. Pesach, if you're breaking it on top, you're not mechavin to make a nice pesach. But the pshat is, you're mechavin is to break the barrel. If you have kavon estamas kukul, that's mutter here. Right, v'lo yikveno mitzida. Mashkis goes according to everybody. You can't make a hole on the side of the barrel. Why the side of the barrel is different? If you make a hole on the side of the barrel, that's worse. Let's say there was a hole already before Shabbos in the barrel. You're not allowed to put wax in the hole on Shabbos to stuff up the hole. Because there's an issa being mimareach. You're smoothing out the wax. Wax is a substance that you put it into the hole. You're going to smooth it out. You're not allowed to smooth out something that's solid to make it smooth. That's an issa being mimareach. Shrash shum mimareach. V'yeshkan mishum mimachik. That's an issa being mamachik, that's smoothing out by the skin we had. Now let us smooth out the skin that's being mamachik. Here also, you can smooth out the wax on Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehuda, Ma'isa bo lefnei Rav Yechonon ben Zakkai be'erev. There is Rashi Medina, it means the name of a place, Ashay Mokum. The Yomar, in fact, somebody put the wax into the hole of the barrel on Shabbos, and he said, V'yomar chosheshenei lo mechatis. I have a suffix, maybe this person has to bring a chiv chatis. In other words, putting the wax into the hole is an issa d'oraisa. That since you're smoothing out the wax when you put it into the hole, that's the issa mimareach, that's an issa d'oraisa. Trashi mechatis, shemem meruach hashavim. Maybe you smoothed out the wax. L'doivka b'doifnei akli. When you want to put the wax into the side of the kli to stuff up the hole, the stomach, you smooth it out there. Sabav ha-nekev, around the nekev, and that's an issa d'oraisa. Something more. Omer Rabbi Yishiyom, Loishonu el Drusos. The Mishnah says you're allowed to mashma take a sock and a knife and break open the barrel in order to get the groigris out of it. So it's what type of groigris? These are dried out dates. Only if the dried out dates were drusis. That means they were stuck together. So drasha leishonu b'shoiv rachovius omata la'saif l'kach. Here's a shalas muksa. Not also the malocha breaking the barrel. But as in the diet, you only have the heter to pick up a knife to break the barrel as the muksa of the knife if you need this knife for purpose of cutting the dates later. So if the dates were tight, like dried ones, stuck together, so in order to separate them, you're going to have to use a knife later. So since you're going to have to pick up this knife later to separate the dates, we'll matter you now to pick up the knife, and I got to break open the barrel, and then separate the dates. Mashenkin avu mufurodos. Let's say the dates inside were separated. They weren't stuck together, so to separate the dates, you don't need a knife. It's once you open up the barrel, you use your hands, and just take the dates out. Then loy. Then you're not allowed to touch the knife, al smuksa, to break open the barrel. That's where Rav Oshia is learning Pshat now Mishnah. So Drashi Yelib Drusois. Shagroi Groys, these dried out dates, Drusois Bigum, are pressed together in a circle. The Choitchimimeno Bakurdim. So the way you eat it now is you take a knife and cut off a piece. Oy de Sayef, or else you use a sword. The Yaidi the Metalta Sayef, Lachata Groygra, since you're touching the knife anyway, to cut the dates later, Tova Le Namich Lachavis. You're allowed already break the Chavis right now. If it's breaking the chavis, we're going to no malocha. It's only a shalas muksa. Once you have a right to use the knife later for cutting the dates, you can pick it up now. Ava mefurodois shein sof lechotchom, if the dates inside are separated. So later, when you have the open barrel, you're not going to need a knife to cut them. Lo yital tosayet leshavra chavis. You're not letting it touch the knife as muksa to break the chavis. Why? To masnisim yam nechemya. That's the way their voice is medayik from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah goes according to Reb Nechemya. That his sheet is the Yomar ain kli nittel el latashmesh ham yuchid loy kudemukle kamon. He also asks muksa, you're not allowed to touch a kli only for the tashmesh that it's oimed for. The muscle of spoon, you can only use a spoon to eat with it, to eat the soup with it. Mashenka, to use a spoon to do something else that's not oimed for, even though it's a kli shel nachal heter, you can't touch it according to Reb Nechemya. So I did a knife. If you want to pick up a knife to break open the barrel, it's also according to Nechemya. Because the knife is not aiming to break open barrels. But if you're going to have to use the knife to cut the dates, which that's the tashmish is aiming for, so once you're going to pick it up for that, you might as well pick it up first to break the barrel. Das halt der Boishia. For the Gemara, Meisveyer Shimon Gamliel Aim, Habakasha, that the Shimon Gamliel says, Mevi Yodom Esachov Yishayayin, somebody could bring a barrel full of wine, O Matiz Roisha Besayah. He could take the sayef, the sword, and chop open, break off the head. Rimatiz roisha, break off the head of the barrel. O manich of neyorchim, and then he'll put the barrel in front of the yorchim. Bishavis, v'yena choshis, there's no chash, you touched muksa. You're allowed to touch the knife, the sword, for the purpose of breaking open the barrel. And there's no issa malocha, because since you're a makalkal here, and you're doing it for the purpose of eating the food on Shabbos, like it says, the fnei orchim, you're serving company, you need food to serve Shabbos. The Rabbanu will make it here the Surah HaShabbos. You're allowed to break open something. So there's no Shaila. The Kofan of the Kasher is here, a knife you don't need for wine. Like the Churi, according to Nechemya, it'll be us in this case to take a sword to chop open the, break open the head of the barrel. Because the sword you don't need for the wine later. You only need it to break open the barrel. That's not the Tashmish the sword is aimed for. The sword is aimed to cut things, but not to break open the barrel. And the Gemara is no stira. Hahi Rabbanan Enechnami. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel goes according to the Rabbanan Lalocha that we held our smuksa. As long as a kli has the same kli on it, you're allowed to touch the tzara gufay, like even a hammer. If you want to use a hammer to break open nuts, we hold it smutta. Even though it's a kli shem lachta liyisur, but I call more upon him if you're using the tzara gufa, tzara mukayim is smutta. So that's what Shimon Gamliel holds. You're allowed to hold this scythe. You're allowed to take the sword, even though it's a klisha matli yisr, because you're using the tzara gufoid. You want to now break open a barrel in order to eat what's inside it. That's mutter to do it. Mashenkin masdisa, now Mishnah goes according to Nechemyahi. So according to Nechemya, there's no heter to touch even a spoon, only for the purpose the spoon is aimed for. So Mel, if you want to touch the knife to break open the barrel, it only has to be that inside the barrel there are dates stuck tied together. That how do you separate the dates? You need a knife. So since you have a right to use the knife later to cut the dates, right now you're allowed to break open the barrel with it. Shred Gemara, my duchkul raboishia lukma mastisuk and Nechemya. Like what was machriya raboishia to learn that's Pshanah Mishnah? That has to go according to a das yochad, according to a Nechemya, not lufi alochon. Ooh, vedrusas. and you put in the kimta, the mishnah, throw them out after the dates are squashed together, dried ones, that you have to use a knife to separate them. Look, ma beforedes rabbonim. That's on our mishnah better. We're talking about separated dates. That it's very easy to separate them, and you just have to use your hand. With your hand, you'll separate the dates. And mele, the mishnah goes according to rabbonim, that even though you're not going to need the knife later to cut the dates, so what? Are you using a knife to cut open a barrel? It's mutter. Let's serve gufa, you're allowed to use it. So why the voice has to be matcha? Mishnah goes according to Nechemya for. And the Gemara Omar Rava Maslisin Kshisei. Because Rav Oishia had a kasha now Mishnah. Maslisin was mashman the Mishnah alone. My ira the Tony. Gregorius, why did the Mishnah have to say this is the Kimta? The Mishnah said, Shoiver Rodim Esachovius Lechole Menu Gregorius. You're allowed to break open a barrel in order to eat the Gregorius. Gregorius means usually dried out dates. Like, why did the Mishnah have to say the dried out dates for him? List the Paris. Let the Mishnah say Stam. You're allowed to break open a barrel if you want to eat the Paris inside it, which will be mashma any type of a Paris. Then it'll be good, even though you don't need the knife later to cut open the Paris. But still, since you're using the knife now, the Sarah Gufoid, to break open a barrel that's mutted, it goes according to the Rabbonin. Is why did the Mishnah Madavka have to say in the Kimta of Gregorius? Ela Shemamina Bidrusis. So right, the Mishnah that says Gregorius dried out dates, it means that those dates were stuck together. And the matter, you can't take them out with your hands, but you need a knife to cut it. So why does the Mishnah say that is something you need a knife to use? It's a Rai, the Tanav al Mishnah from Nechemya, that learns that Stamazdo, you can't touch a knife for other purposes. You can only touch a knife for purpose of cutting food. So here, how you allowed to touch the knife to break open the barrel? The Teretz says, in the barrel, there's the type of a food that needs a knife to cut it. So therefore, you're allowed to touch the knife, I'm going to ask later to be able to cut the food. So that's how Mishnah, that's what Rav Oishi says, our Mishnah goes to contra Nechemya. But Allah about to hold that to Rabbonin, that any time you take a kli, the Sarah Gufay, it's mutter. So the Moratan Yechoda, one brice it says, Choy Solois Shel Gregorius. These are baskets that made out of palm leaves that you have, you put inside Gregorius dried out dates. There is, or else the Shel Tomorrow. Gregorius are dried out dates, and Tomorrow are fresh dates. Is, so Rashi learns, Chaisolus Rashi learns, Kli Shokapas Tamorim. It's a basket made from palm leaves. V'aysen Kimin Salim. You make baskets out of it, like you weave baskets from it. V'naysen Matarecha Tamorim Royim Lesbashel. They used to put in their dates that in this Kli it will be Lesbashel, get ripe. They're bad dates, they didn't ripen on the tree. You put it in the palm the basket, that's going to make it that the dates will become ripe. Lesbashel Shom. So you put the dates inside it. Is the Alochom. Hey, Tony Choda, Chaisol is Shel Gregorius, Vishel Tomorim, Matir, you're allowed to untie the knot. If it's tied up with knots and you want to get the food out, you're allowed to be Matir, untie the knots. Umachkia, you could even break the goof of the basket itself. You could break the palm leaves. Vichaitich, you could cut the string around it. You're allowed to do these things to open up the basket. Vatanya Iduch, another bride learns, no, Matir, you're only allowed to untie the knot. It wasn't a Kesher Shel Kayama, so you're allowed to untie it. But you're not allowed to break open the chasolos itself, and the basket itself. He can't use a knife to cut open the string around it. Of course, the string was in the braces. Are you allowed to use a knife to cut open the string around it or not? And the Gemara Poshet Lekasha, for Rabbonin, he's out to eat some malacha from breaking its mutter. Since you're only being a kalkul, you're just breaking this basket on not to get inside, to get out the food. That's the din of the Mishnah. You are allowed to break the basket. Now, what's the shal in the Mishnah here? And there's two braises. Als muksa. The shal, you have to take a knife in order to cut the string. Or in order to cut the basket, you can't do it with your hand. You need a knife. Now, the chur, according to Rav Nechemya, you're not allowed to use a knife for this purpose. So the Gemara, Hor Rabbonin, Hor Rav Nechemya. The braise that says you are allowed to cut the string and cut the basket, that goes according to Rabbonin. Even though you have to use a knife, so what? You're allowed to use a knife for Tzorach Gufay. Even though you're not using it for something that it itself is aimed for, a knife is not aimed to cut string and to cut baskets with, a knife is aimed to cut food with, but according to the Rabbanan, so what? Even the bee is called a kli, and a kli you're allowed to use with Tzorach Gufay. And Hor Rav Nechemya, the first bracha that only says you're allowed to untie the knot. Because to untie the knot, that you do with your hands. Your hands, you can do what you want. But to cut the string, or to cut the basket, since then you have to use this kli, the sakin, and the sakin is not aimed for that, it's also to use the sakin as muksa. So Drashi, mafkiya means estakisu kosher chevel. If the covering was tied down, you could untie the knot. You can't like break cut the weaving of the basket itself. Not cut the string around it. Why? Because according to Nehemiah, the ain kli nitum elu tzarech tashmishay. According to Nehemiah, you can only touch a knife for the tashmish that a knife is aimed for. The sakin ain was lekach. A sakin is not aimed to cut string. A sakin is aimed to cut food. So if you're not cutting food, according to Nehemiah, it's muksi, you can't touch it. Right? Rabbanan Nehemiah. The Tanya. This is the Brisa that brings it down here. This is the first time it says Klor Nehemiah Sheet in Shabbos. The Tanya. We have Nehemiah Omer. Afilu Tarvot. Even a spoon. The Afilu Talis. Even if you have a talis, like a coat. The Afilu Sakin. Even a regular knife. Ein Nitolin. They're still Nisa Muksa. You're not allowed to touch these Kalim on Shabbos. Elo Letzarech Tashmishan. Only for the tashmish that it is aimed for. You can only touch a spoon if you can eat with the spoon now, or a knife if you want to cut food, or a talus to wear it. If you want to put the talus someplace else, it's not as tashmish, according to Nechem Yitzhasa. But, boy minei merav sheshes. They asked the shalach from Rav Sheshes. Mahu lemirvaz chavita beburtia b'shabata. Are you allowed to mahu lemirvaz, mean like to break open chavita a barrel, beburta a type of a sword, Rashi's Beroimach, a type of a sword, B'Shabbat. It's, can you break open the top of the barrel, bite like our Mishnah, take out the food on Shabbos? Rashi, Beburta, in the Forash, Lemirvaz, Litcho, if you want to like stab a hole in it, the Beburta Beroimach, taking the sword, and you want to stab open the barrel. Letoichvay, Bedoifne, Linkoy, on the side of the barrel, you want to make a neck of make a hole. Is it mutter to do on Shabbos or not? What's the shaila? Is that tomorrow? Lepischo kamechavin v'yoser. Are you mechavin to make a nice opening there? And that the Mishnah says is oser. That's doimet the binyan. You're making a nice sprout, a nice hole in the kli. You could pour out now. That's called you're making the kli better. That's also to do on Shabbos. Oidilmano, you're not mechavin to make a nice Pesach. Nolayin yofer kamechavin v'shori. You're only mechavin to make a nice big hole there that the food can get out fast. You're not mechavin to make the kli look nice. It should be like a permanent opening to open and put it in again. No, you just mechavin to whatever, however it looks, to bust open a big hole there that you can get the food out nicely. That's all. Ayin, yofek ko mechavin. You have to pour out a nice portion. Mele v'shori. Mele, what you're doing, you're just breaking the barrel. You're not being mistaken in the barrel. And that's mutter. So shalva, if you take this sword and knock a hole on the side of the barrel, in the barrel, it's mutter or not. Yeah, Rashi learns bedoifne. Rashi learns on the side. Rashi, the Gemara itself doesn't say it. Right, Rashi, liayin yofer lahachiv moitzia yain b'nekav godli. Just want to make a nice big hole there. Midla nokav like a derech hanoikvin nekav ogav yofer. Since you didn't make a nice round hole, you just took a big sword and stabbed it in. So we say you only mechavin to make a big opening to get things out, but not to make a nice pesach. That's the shayla. Or Malay, he answered back, lepischo ko mechavin v'yoser. I'll tell you now, Izicha Mechavim, to make a nice opening, to make a Pesach, you'd be mistaken the best, the barrel, and therefore it's also like it's Baimat the Binyan. You'd be mistaken the barrel right now. So the more Mason, we have a kasha on you then. We have Shimon Ben Gamliel in there, maybe Yodim Chav Yeshayayim, like we had before. We have Shimon Ben Gamliel says on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring a Chav a barrel full of wine, O Matiz Roisha, you could break open the head of it, the opening of it, the top of it, beside it with a sword. So here you see, even though using a sword, and the Khuri just stamping the top, you're making a hole in the top, he holds its mutter. So why do you say, whenever you use a sword to stab a hole in the basket, in the barrel, you're telling me, Kavonar is to make a nice hole there, to make a nice Pesach, and that, you like, you'd be misaking the barrel. And here, Shimon Gamliel says, no. He says, when you take a sword to make a hole in the barrel to get the wine out, you're mechavin stam to break the barrel. It's mutter. So what's the chilek? And the Gemara, Hosom, in your Shimon Gamliel's case, there you have the barrel and you're just breaking the top of it with a sayif. Yizich only mechavim to make a nice big hole there to get the wine out. You're not mechavim to mistaken in the basket, the barrel, just to get a big hole. So Rashi, hosam vade lion yofika mechavim. Shemachet piho lamato nimigubaseho. So let Rashi here. That you're making the hole on the bottom of the stopper on top. The magufa we have, that's the cover on top of the barrel. You have a barrel, and on top you have the magufa, that's the cover. Now where you're making the hole, Rashi learns lamata on bottom of the stopper, on bottom of the cover, that's where you're making the hole. Kidiktorna, like it says in Lushin, Matis des Roisha, means Sras Piyot. The sides of the opening, not on the opening itself, means on the side of the opening here, you're banging a hole on the side of the kli. So there you're not mechavim to make a nice Pesach, like Rashi. There you're zichastam mechavim to make a big wide hole to get the wine out fast. So off the kli itself, you'd be mekalkel the kli. Your kavanah is just to make a big hole there to get it out fast. So that's mutter. Mashenk and Hochle here, where you're taking your sword, where you're, how a shallow, lemirvas chavito, beburtio beshabato, hocho imiso de lion yofika mechavin. He be telling me here is only be mechavin, just to make a big hole, liftuche miftach, let him open up the top. We're talking about now, he made a hole in the top itself, in the cover. Mamonashuk, if you have a kavanah just to get a big hole, to get the wine out fast, the best answer is, pick off the cover, that's all. Like, try and open the cover and open the big thing. Like, why did Dafka have to take the sword and knock a hole in the top of the kli? Elamai, you don't stop and want to make a big kli, a big open, the wine should rush out. You want to have a nice pesach there. You want to be misacking the kli with a nice hole. Therefore, it's awesome. So the kids at the Shiloh, where you made the hole in the kli? Did you make the hole in the kli on the bottom of the cover? Then we say you stop mechavim to make a big hole. But if you make the hole on the top of the cover, we say no. You stop wanted a big hole, you should have just picked up the cover. What are you making a hole in the cover for? Elamai, you mechavim for Pesach, and that's awesome. Shrashi, lemalo, lepsuch, and yiftach, yitma gufte. Fight. Right. Ain't life from a gufa. So the Mishnah says on the cover itself, you can't make a hole in the cover. And we had a machlokes. It says the Mishnah says, ain't life from a gufa shachovis, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. But Chama Matinu, Chama said, no, it's still mutter. Even though you're making the hole in the cover on top, still it's mutter. Omer Rapuna, machlokes lamala. The machlokes, if you make the hole on top, Rashi learns lamala means bereisha magufa. On the top part of the cover, if you make the hole there, there it's a machlokes. The Rashi Hosim would show Rabbonin to have Urchel Mevat Pitzchos. It's not a derech to make a Pesach there to make it look nice. Elanoy to kol amagufa. The derech is usually on the top. Take off the cover ready. Here he holds. If you're making a cover, a hole on top of the cover, it's also stam a big hole. You're not mechav to make a nice Pesach. That's what Rabbonin holds. Heis machlekes lamala. Here the chama matir. Avo minat sad. If you're making the hole on the side, then divrei hakolosa. Everybody holds. You're mechav to make a nice Pesach, and there it's also. The Rashi Avam Mitzida Zimne the Avdi Law Mishum Pischa. Sometimes you do a Mishum to make a nice Pesach there. The Enerotz of the Pischa Lamala. You don't want a Dafka to have to take off the cover on top. Shlo Yipol Offer. You don't want dirt to come in. If you're going to take off the cover on top, dirt will fall into it. Oibserlus Biayin. Therefore, you Nicha that you want to make all on the side of the Kli to make a new opening, to make a new nice Pesach. I want you to take off the top because you want the top to stay. Dirt shouldn't fall in. So on the side, Rav Huna knows everybody holds your mechavin to make a Pesach, and that's awesome. So more behind the Torah, that's what the Mishnah says, lo yekvenu mitzida. That goes according to everybody. On the side of the kli, you can't make a nekev, a hole. There we zicha say your mechavin to make a nice Pesach. You can only do it on the top. We have chizdu amano, mach loikis min atzad, tum farkev. The mach loikis is where you make the hole on the side of the kli. Avul agabo, but you're making the hole on top of the kli, agabo, I'll tell you, divrei hakol muter. Then everybody holds this muter on top. Shashi machlekes min atzad. Hosem mudu kosu Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum diikud diyovu lepischa. Because some people on the side of the kli, they want it to look nice, and there they'll make a pesach. They have kavanah to make a nice opening. Mashen kein. Avul agabo, if you do it on top, divrei hakol muter. And everybody holds this muter. Because on top that we had before, nobody makes a nice Pesach on top. It's not a derech to make a Pesach on top. If you're doing it on top, it's just time to make a wide hole and it's mutter. Say out of chizda. I behodik toni lo yikvenu mitzida. Why does it say you can't make all mitzida? Master goes according to everybody. And the gemara hosem begufa de chavis. That's where you're making the hole on the side of the chavis itself. On the barrel itself, you make a hole. That's awesome. That's lo yikvenu. Sidrashi. On the side of smutter, that means on the side of the cover. If you make a hole on the side of the cover, that's where it's a machlekes. If you make a hole on the side of the barrel, that's more dying of making a Pesach. That's also according to everybody. That's what Rav Chizda learns. The machlekes min atzad. That's what atzad means on the side of the magufa, you're making the hole. Avulagaba divriyakomutr. On top of the magufa, you make a hole. Everybody knows that zikr not a derech to make a pesach. That's time to make it wide. I says what they're talking about. Then on mitzida, host in the gufa the chavis. In the gufa the chavis, that's where it's host. Tana rabbon, a noikfin nekev chodesh b'shabbos. They're not allowed to make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. Aber v'yimbol hoisif moisif. If you have a hole there from before and you want to make it a little bit bigger, that's mutter. Trashi a noikfin nekev chodesh b'kli. If you have a good kli, it's also to make a nekev. So Chorus is dealing with it also before we had Shrev Rodim as a Chavius, it's mutter to make a hole in a kli. And yet we're saying now, he also know, you can't make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. No, only if you want to be moistiv, you could be moistiv. The Yeshem remain moistiv, and that's the halacha. We both told you can't be moistiv. So Chorus is dealing with the Mishnah before. So the halacha is brought down different zachin. It's brought down that enech nami, a shalom like a kli, a kli that's whole, you're not allowed to make any pesa, any hole into it all. Anytime you break a shalom like a kli, that's also. Any nekev is also to do. But that the Mishnah says, Shrei Brotim Asachovies, it's talking about a barrel that was once broken, and you fixed it, patched it up together again. So Matil was a broken barrel. On a broken barrel, there we say you're allowed to make a hole. But on a new barrel, a new kli, you're not allowed to make a hole. That's from this brisa here. On like a new barrel, a new kli, you're not allowed to make a new hole. And it's... What? Yeah. La locha lemaisa, we're not going to talk about right now. It's a shala locha lemaisa, what the heter, where some people learn, you are allowed to open up cans, because man is there. That's the famous machlekes. Some machrenim amekos, some machrenim amach. That's a different shala. We'll talk about maybe later la locha. The Bible, what it says here is that a barrel, that's a shalom, that was made, a new barrel that's made, wasn't broken yet, you're not allowed to make a hole in it at all. You can't open it up, even if you're being mekalkel, it's still a saucer. And the Mishnah says this mutter is talking about a chavius that was once broken, and you patched it together again, that's where it's mutter. So halacha is a different shalom, we'll see what the heter is. The heter they want to set them to this din of chesolis. We have time to talk about it. By the... The Yeshayim, some say, ain't Moisifin. Some say, no, you're not allowed to even be Moisif. If you have a hole before Shabbos, you can't make the hole wider on Shabbos. Ain't Moisifin. Baita Vishavin, Shenaikfin Nekiv Yoshin Lechachila. Let's say you had a hole that was there before, and now you filled it up, you covered it up, you're allowed to break it open again on Shabbos. Trashi Nekiv Yoshin Shenistan. So there's once a hole there, and you patched it up. Now when you break it open again, lav kleisa pesachu. That's zichah not doymit to making a pesach. Shrei also v'yoymit stimosa lav klum. The pesach was there before. That you patched it up, a patch, is never called a permanent patch. So maybe you'll have to break it open again on Shabbos. Shrei the Gemara. V'tanakama maishno minekev chodesh. Toloi mesakin. According to the Tanakama, what's the difference? From a nekev chodesh, we say you can't be mesakin. Tanakama Maishna Minekev Chodesh, Deloi was an Echodesh Osa. Deloi, the Kornestakin, Pischo, because you'll be Mechavan to make a Pesach now, as in a new Kli. Any opening you make, we say you're making a Pesach there. Avezoi Oisufe Nami, Kornestakin Pischo. Why does the Tanakama say, you let him make, if you had a hole before, you let him make the hole wider? What's that to make it wider? The Chur making it wider should also be Osa. So Drash Yasufa Namikom Eschavim Pitzchom. Shemachiva, you're making it wider. Vieshka Mishum Gemar Malacha. Right, you're finishing off the kli, you're making a bigger hole. It should also be Yasa. Like, what's the difference, a little hole or a big hole? But you're making more of a hole, it should be Yasa. Omar Rabba, Tevat Torah Mediraisa. Kol Pesach, Sheina Osu, Lahachnis, Lahoitzi, Eina Pesach. Anytime you're making a door, a Pesach, it has to be Oimed to let air come in and to let air go out. That's called a Pesach. That's doyma to binyan. It's used to come in and used to go out. For Rabbanan Uda Gozer, the Rabbanan made Gzer Lechur, and we make a hole now on the barrel, we have no kavanah to put new food in through the hole. Our only kavanah is to take the food out through the hole. So that shouldn't be a Pesach altogether. Because a Pesach has to always be used for two purposes, for putting in and taking out. Or the Zoy is the Ba'atara Kofesh Hashem Oslo Haklus Loitzi ain't a Pesach. The Rabbanan who the Gozer, the Rabbanan made a Gzeira, even though you make a Pesach, just for the purpose of letting the Mashke come out of the barrel, that's also Osir. Why? Mishum Lul Shotana Gerdim. Because sometimes you come to make a hole in the Lul into the nest of a chicken coop. You make a hole in there. Lul Shotana Gerdim. The Ovid Leluya Yavira Lafuki Havla. There, if you make a hole in the chicken coop, it's made for two purposes. It's made to let fresh air come in and to let the air inside go out. That's called the good Pesach. Anytime you make a Pesach in a Kli, you're a born and made a Gzeira, or you're going to make another, you make a whole Daima to a Lusha Tanagurim. Now, if you make a Pesach, which you only have Kavanah to let the water come out, you don't have Kavanah to put water in, so Medirai sits Mutter, and you're a born and made a Gzeira. But let's say Lahoisifoi Moisif, but if you have a hole from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos just want to make the hole a little bit bigger, here the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira. Is Moisif by Sufei. Why? Vadai Belush Tanagolim Lo Yosel Sufei. Because what's the whole Gzeira? You shouldn't make a hole Matrilo. Because maybe you come to make a hole in the chicken coop, but if you have a hole already in the chicken coop, you never come to make the hole bigger. Why? Because in the chicken coop, you always want the hole to be as small as possible. Because once the hole gets a little bit better, Mishum,